Praise be to our God. So, the last devotion service.
Akira wa kabo si ipade adura aro eyi ti o kan yin ninu ipago ti odun yi.
As we sing from all praise to him.
Gege bi a se nko ninu eyin ifu oruko re gbogbo eyin ifu oruko re.
Praise to him who reigns above all. salvation in thy name.
God bless you.
Olorun yo bukun.
Because we want to let us out on time, so
tori pe a fe fi wa sile ni akoko a fe gba wa lakoko.
Yes, God bless you. Let's open our Bible.
Olorun yo bukun fun yin, e je ka si iwe mimo wa
to Mark chapter 16.
Si inu iwe Matthew ori kerin.
Mark.
Si inu iwe Mark in rere ti Mark ori kerin dilogun.
Oh yes, we are reading the last part of it.
Aoka awon ese ese ti o kan ni ori iwe Matthew Mark yi.
Reading from verse 14.
Aka lati ese kerinla.
And afterward it appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen.
Lẹ́yìn náà, ó sì fi ara hàn fún àwọn mọ́kànlá bí wọ́n ti jókòó ti oúnjẹ. Ó sì bá àìgbàgbọ́ àti líle àyà wọn wí, nítorí tí wọn kò gba àwọn tí ó ti rí i gbọ́ lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ó jíǹde.
Yes. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
O si wi fun won pe e lo si gbogbo aye ki e si ma wa su irere fun gbogbo eda.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Eni ti o ba gba gbo ti a ba ti a si batisi re yo la, sugbon eni ti ko ba gba gbo yo jebi.
And this sign shall follow them that believe. Amen. In my name they shall cast out devils. Amen. And they shall speak with new tongues. Amen. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Ami won yi ni yo si ma ba awon ti o gbagbo lo ni oruko mi ni won o ma le awon emi isujade. Wọ́n ó sì máa fi èdè títún sọ̀rọ̀. Wọ́n ó sì máa gbé ejò lọ́wọ́. Bí wọ́n bá sì mu ohunkóhun tí ó ní oró, kì yóò pa wọ́n lára rárá. Wọ́n ó gbé ọwọ́ lé àwọn ọlọ́kùnrùn, ara wọn ó dá.
So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni nígbà tí Olúwa sì ti bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀ tán, a sì bá lọ sókè ọ̀run, ó sì jókòó ní ọwọ́ ọ̀tún Ọlọ́run. Wọ́n sì jáde lọ, wọ́n sì ń wàásù níbi gbogbo. Olúwa sì ń bá wọn ṣiṣẹ́, ó sì ń fi ìdí ọ̀rọ̀ náà kalẹ̀ nípa àmì tí ń tẹ̀lé àmì.
Pray the Lord had his blessings to the reading of his word.
Ije ki Olorun ko fi ibukun si kika oro re, e jowo e je ka joko.
We thank the Lord for bringing us to the concluding part of the convention for this year.
A dupe lowo Olorun wi pe o mu wa wa sibi yi si bi menuduro fun ipako ti odun yi.
And I believe that each of us has testimonies.
Mo si gbagbo pe olori jori wa ni o ni awon eri.
Yeah. So coming to a program of this nature.
We wa sinu eto iru bayi re yi.
Many things have happened.
Opolopo nkan ni o ti sele.
There have been miracles.
Ti o ti je iyanu, awon iyanu.
There have been wonders.
Awon ami, awon ise iyanu.
Series of healings.
Orisirisi awon iwosan
must have taken place.
Ni o gbodo ti sele.
Salvation.
Igbala.
Yes. The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ifikun fun ni ti tebomi ebi mimo.
Because we believe that the Lord stretched forth his hand to heal and to deliver.
Tori pe agbagbo wi pe Olorun na owo re lati wosan lati titu ni sile.
So, saying that God has done so much for us,
ni tori eyi fun ide eyi nigba da ti ri pe olorun ti se orisirisi ohun fun wa.
We come to this point.
Awa wa si ipo yi.
Yeah. To balance.
Lati wa ni ipo ti o dara.
Lati fi wa sipo.
Lati fi wa sipo.
So that the blessings that we have gotten.
To je pe awon ibukun ti a ti ri gba.
We go home with them abundantly.
Wo ba wa dele ni ekunrere.
Not only that.
Ko se ni kan.
That they will be permanent with us.
Si wo si wa pelu wa titi lai lai.
I want you to know.
Mo fe ka e mo.
That when God moves.
Ni pe ti Olorun ba rin.
The devil moves also.
Esu na ma rin pelu.
And that is why we want to look at this few things this morning.
Idi ni yi ta fi fe wo awon kan die yi ni owuro
yi. They are divine instructions of God.
Ni pa ti
Ikilo Oluwa wa ni to guide us
lati to wa
so that we can retain
ki awon ibukun yi ki o le wa pelu wa.
Yeah, the blessings that we have got,
awon ibukun ti a ti ri
gba, the deliverances that God has wrought,
awon itusile ti Olorun ti se fun wa,
the healings that God has wrought for us,
awon iwosan ti Olorun ti mu wa fun wa,
our expectations,
awon ifojusona wa,
that we came to this camp with
yes.
So that when we are coming next year, God's planning our lives,
we'll
come with abundant testimonies.
And
just like the platform where we can drop our testimonies have been announced, we will also put our testimonies there.
Yes.
A testimony came in yesterday night, which we will read as we continue. Praise be to God. Now we read this part of the scripture to talk on this topic. Keeping the blessings till they are fully manifested.
Memo we wa pelu awon ibukun
didi awon ibukun yen mu
didi ti won fi farahan.
Yes,
ni ekunrere didi awon ibukun mu.
Yes,
won fi farahan ni ekunrere.
Yeah, praise be to God.
Ogo ni fun Oluwa.
We have gotten our blessings.
Ati gba awon ibukun wa.
The enemy will not take them from us in Jesus name.
Ota ko ni gba kuro lowo wa lo ko Jesus.
That there is a difference between miracles and healings.
Oni so fun wa wi pe iyato wa laarin iyanu ati iwosan.
One is instantaneous.
Ikan wa to je pe ese kese ni.
And the other one takes the process of time.
Ikan wa to je wi pe o gba akoko.
Healing takes the process of time.
Iwosan o gba akoko.
Miracle is what happens instantly, replacement of body parts. Just like we have a series of testimonies in the course of the sermons preached by His grace servants. Testimony that they refer to. Praise be to God. Now let's listen to what the prophet says here. From the sermon demonology, physical
realm.
Yes. Paragraph
76.
But then, cancers and these things are absolutely devils informed in a body of flesh. Moving up, taking your life. Now, if I would do the little doctor, do like the little doctor. If I would do like the doctor,
I
could cut it off, lay it on the ground, just like, say, for instance, you were a cancer yourself on the heart. Here is divine healing. If I wanted to get rid of you in the way of the doctor's way, I'll just have to rub your body or something another till it just all vanish off the earth. There wouldn't be no more of it.
Konisima.
Just like the doctor takes the growth of you. But in the form of divine healing, if you were a cancer, I would just call your life out of you. But your body will be here just the same as it was. Now, the blessings that we have gotten, the healings that we have gotten, have obstacles. Healings that we have gotten, they have obstacles.
One need the war at the now.
Miracle has not obstacle that healing has.
Yes,
the challenge that healing has. Yes. Sight and time.
Oje, oju, ati akuko.
Display. Sight and time.
Iwoye o, tabi oju, ati
now,
akuko.
There is where sight and time is God's worst enemy in divine healing.
Wayi o, nibi ti oju, ati akuko, bi o se je, o tati o gaju, ninu iwosan ti o, iwosan toke wa.
Pelu agbara Olorun.
Pelu agbara Olorun.
Sight.
Iwo.
Physical, you are looking at it.
Bi o se wo loju koroju.
And then time.
Ati akoko.
It takes time.
Ogba akoko.
Because that healing is a process.
Tori pe iwosan.
Ogba akoko. It's not instantaneous. It's not immediately. Miracle takes place immediately.
Iyanu o sele lesekese.
Yes. But when it takes healing,
sugbon ta ba so nipa iwosan.
Yeah, it takes a process of time.
Ogba akoko.
And the prophet explains that to us.
Woni si salaye yi fun
wa. In this simple, using this simple analogy.
Josi lo apere kekere yi.
The prophet said if you are driving on the road,
woni wi pe o dabi oju ona.
And you run over a dog.
O nsare lo ni oju ona, o wa kolu aja kan.
And the dog dies.
Aja isiku.
And the prophet said the dog is dead.
Right
there, it will look as if nothing has happened. Yeah. But come back the next day, you will notice that the dog will be swelling. Isn't it? Because the life has gone out of it. As long as that life of the dog is still there, the body will still be fresh.
Yes.
Yes. But once the life goes out, the cells will begin to rot. So when you come back the next day, you see that the dog is already swollen. The third day, it has bloated. The prophet said, maybe the fourth day, it will burst. And then begin to rot. The prophet said, when you are prayed for, what happens is that you may not feel anything.
Yes.
Just like that dog run over by the venku, it just remains the same. Yes. And you now come back the next day to see that the dog is
bloated.
And the prophet said, what happens is that when you are prayed for, and the demon that responsible for your affliction is cast out. The prophet said they have a body that they live in your body. Once their life goes out, that form that they occupy in you will swell up. And you may feel the symptom worse than it was before you were
prayed
for. The prophet said it is because the life of that disease has gone out of you, the demon. The prophet said that moment, if you say, oh, because you feel
almost worse than when you were prayed for. If you now say, I thought the prayer prayed for me. I thought this sickness had gone. I don't know that it has come back. The prophet said, if you say that, that demon will come back. He said, what you need to do is to believe and be claiming the promise that I am healed by his stripes. We have to understand the difference between miracle and healing.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. Now, where we read, the prophet emphasized something in the sermon, a court trial.
A court
trial. The prophet said, that promise there, they shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. The prophet said, God did not say instantly. They shall. So it takes time. That healing may not take place while you are here. But you must hold on to the promise. You must keep meditating on the promise. Confessing that you were healed.
Ki o si ma jewo wipe ati mu mi lara
da. There are two characters that we want to refer to here briefly.
Eyan meji wa ta fe wo won ni kia kia.
The sister that had ulcer.
Arabinrin ti o ni ogbe inu.
Yeah, that was prayed for by the prophet.
They
were two neighbors.
They
live in the same area. Two women. They came to the camp, the meeting of the prophet. But the son meant, the prophet identified that this woman had a certain cancer.
A neighbor
had goiter. The prophet said, you don't need to discern that. Because you don't need to discern somebody that has a goiter. It's visible. You can see it.
Yes.
The prophet prayed for the two of them. After the prophet has identified this other woman that had cancer. He prayed for her. But thus said the Lord. Pray for the other woman with goiter.
But
we just said the Lord.
And
they all left. The goiter didn't disappear immediately. The other woman that had ulcer didn't feel any healing by that moment. They all went to their homes. And because the prophet told them, keep testifying that I am healed. So they all went home. So the prophet told us that the woman that had ulcer went back home. Told her husband that where this is what happened to me.
And she
kept testifying.
No
difference. And the husband called her.
You are bringing
reproach to the gospel. You are confessing there is nothing. You can't hear to what you are supposed to eat.
As
a patient. The woman said, this man, I did not know him. He didn't know me. The power of God came upon him and he was able to know my condition. I cannot stop testifying because I believe that for this man to know my condition, God has healed me. The woman maintained her testimony. She kept the blessing. She kept the blessing despite discouragement from the husband. One day, about 2 weeks after she was praying for, she was just sitting down and she felt a little funny feeling around her. And she felt like eating. And she went to the kitchen and she looked at the leftover fried eggs and all other things which wouldn't go well with an
ulcer.
She just approached it and she ate those things up. And the prophet said she felt like eating more. Then she prepared other things. Things that she could not eat before. She had. She wasn't feeling any problem. She was very fine. That's when she knew that she was healed. Then she left her house because she knew she was healed. Because ordinarily, the thing she has eaten, if she has not been healed, she will start holding her tummy. My tummy. But she was healed. And then she rushed out of the house to go and tell her neighbor that had gone to her, to go and testify to her. While she was going, she began to hear a noise. She thought the neighbor had passed out. And on getting there, she saw that it was a testimony that the woman to the goiter had disappeared. They were praying for at a time, but it didn't happen at that time. But they kept the blessing until it fully manifested. They were confessing it. The prophet said that was the adopted child way, is to keep confessing, even when you have not seen it. Keep confessing. Praise be to God. And that was how, these are the two testimonies that we want to talk about. They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Did that come to pass? Yes. Because they were prayed for. It did not happen instantly. Go back to the court trial that I want to read. Okay, let me just read that. And again, he wants to call the attention of the world. Of the word of the prosecutor. Or the prosecute that in question. That's the Holy Spirit as a defense witness. Then the Holy Spirit said, he never set any certain time for this healing. Did you hear that? Look at the case of the two characters that we mentioned. He didn't set a certain time. He could take a month. The prophet said, if you have been prayed for, if you have claimed your blessing, and it is not physically manifested where you are praying for, where you have asked for it, the prophet said, go home with it, confessing it. He said, and the angel of the Lord will follow you to your home to confirm the promise. And that's exactly what happened to the woman with Goethe and the woman with an
ulcer.
Praise be to God. He said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Yes.
God shall raise them up.
Ọlọ́run yóò gbé wọn dìde.
He said they shall lay hands on the sick.
Ó ní wọ́n gbà wọ́n ní aláìsàn.
And he didn't say they will jump up right then and be healed.
Kò sọ wípé wọ́n fò sókè níbẹ̀ pé wọ́n sì gbà ìwòsàn wọn.
You see that?
Ṣé ìjẹ́ rí èyí bí?
He said they shall recover.
Ó ní wọ́n ó
if
wọ́n ó ti gbà ìwòsàn wọn.
Believe.
Tí wọ́n bá gbàgbọ́.
Praise be to God.
Ògo ni Folúwa.
It takes faith to retain your blessing.
To
keep your blessing.
Lati mu igba ibukun re.
And we cannot have faith if our heart condemns us.
A o si le ni igbagbo ti okan wa to ba da wa lebi.
Yes. According to 1 John chapter 3 verse 22.
Ni ibamu pelu Johanu ori keta.
Chapter, yeah, verse 20 to 22.
Ese ogun de ese kejilelogun.
Where he says if our heart condemns us.
Oni ninu ohunkohun ti okan wa ba da wa lebi.
God is greater than our past.
Nitori pe Olorun to bi ju okan wa
lo. And greater things.
O si mo ohun gbogbo.
Beloved, if our heart condemns us not,
then
have we confidence towards God?
Our need boya niwaju Olorun.
And whatsoever we ask,
we
receive of Him.
Because
we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His
sight.
For you to have faith in God's promise,
you
must have a conscience devoid of guilt. So that the enemy, when he comes with accusation, you'll be able to tell him, I have nothing, no condemnation. There is no ground for him to accuse you before God.
Yes,
the accuser of brethren, we know that. Praise be to God. In the Elijah and the meal offering, 60:03:10. 60:03:10.
Akojopo, okay. Adota.
Yes. You know, God has a way, paragraph 41.
Oh, my way, Olorun ni ona.
60:03:10. Elijah and the meal offering, paragraph 41.
Elijah ati.
You know, God has a way of answering prayer.
Oh, my way, Olorun ni ona to fi gbo adura.
This little woman had lived, talking about the Shunammite woman, the woman that Elijah went to.
Obirin Shunammite yi ti Elijah lo ba.
This little woman had lived through.
Obirin yi o ti gbe igbesi aye to to.
She had not remarried again.
Ko tun fe oko miran.
She was a widow, we know that.
O je opo ame.
God told Elijah.
Olorun so fe Elijah.
Go to Sarefa for I prepare a widow woman to sustain.
Lo si Sarefa ti tori pe mo ti pese obirin opo kan lati ma bo.
She has not remarried again.
Ko fe oko miran.
She was staying single to meet her husband in glory.
O duro lati ba oko re pade ni oko.
She was an honorable woman.
O je obirin ti olowo ti olola.
And for weeks the barrel had been going down, down.
O se kolobo yefun o tin lo sile.
And her continually praying and still looked like there was no hope inside nowhere.
You know, there
we could get a lesson from that if you have prayed and met all the requirements that God requires you to meet. Yes, that God require you to meet. And still he is silent. He doesn't say anything. And yet you have met the requirements. Now what happens then? If you know that you have met his requirements and you have done all that you know to do, then faith doesn't waver.
He
just says still and thinks positive. That's not the time to begin to say that maybe God didn't hear me. To begin to, the devil at that moment will begin to minister some things to your heart. You must not accept Satan's suggestion. Faith takes his everlasting grip around the rock of ages. That grave and doesn't move. That grave fellow called faith. I often say faith God here on the chest. When he speaks, everything has shut up. When faith says shut up,
then
everything stops. Because he is the boss. And this woman had met every requirement. She has lived clean. She has lived decent. She lived honorable. And she had met all of God's requirements. But look like he was silent. God does that sometimes to test you. To see what kind of a reaction you will have. Don't forget it. If you pass over the platform, you are prayed for, and hands laid on you, and it seems like nothing happens, that doesn't stop faith one bit. You have met God's requirements. Now, if you have met them, if you are holding back on God, you know your heart condemns you. And we know, if our heart condemns us not, then we have. Now, but if our heart condemns us, then there is no need of coming across the platform. There is no need of asking God for anything. Because you don't have faith to receive it. But when you have met every requirement that God requires, then faith step out there and say, God is God. I have met the requirement. The scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You have to wait on the Lord. Having patience with God. Because one God has promised that he will heal you, he will deliver you, he will fill you with the Holy Spirit, he will answer your prayers, provide for your needs, and do what you have asked him to do. He promised to answer our prayers. After praying, and you look as if you have come and nothing has happened. Let me tell you, we are all together here. We are all together here under the anointing here. By the time we leave, you remain an individual. It's you alone that will not remain. The blessings that you have claimed, you must keep them personally. And these are divine instructions that we must follow to keep our blessings until they are fully manifested. Praise be to God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. As the Son says, teach me, Lord. Oh, teach me, Lord, how to wait. Get my soul washed in the blood of Calvary. Meet every requirement. Burn all the bridges around. And say, Lord, now Lord, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I bring. You promise it. Lord, you promise it, Lord. That is the kind of condition, the reason people think that I am an isolationist. Praise be to God.
Paragraph 47. Abala akojopo ori keta dini adota.
Okay, let's read that. Don't worry. That's the reason I'm an isolationist. But in the room, or over on the side of the desert, that's the condition you got to get into before you walk into this pulpit here. He's talking to the preacher now. Because Satan is always dropping in little imps. To try to upset something. To upset.
Lati
dankan ru.
And you must be right holding on to the cross. Not trusting your own ability. Your own thoughts. Just leaning on the everlasting hand. Claiming no intelligence. Claiming no mind of your own. You are just opening yourself and let the Holy Spirit speak. That's the condition God wants his church here.
Get
in that condition. God tries you. Every son that comes to God must first be tried.
Chastened.
Yes, to see if he can stand chastising. If he wake up and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for my sins and rose again the third day, he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripe I was healed. When you say that with a confess all your sins and your iniquities and your abilities, all that you have, lay on the altar, then there, with nothing in your hand, Satan is going to shoot every deer at you he can. But then, if you turn aside from there and say, where? Maybe I didn't get saved. Maybe I didn't get healed. Then turn away from that. The Bible says you are an illegitimate child. You are illegitimate children. And all the children of God. God tests every son of Abraham like he did Abraham. For we are Abraham's seed. By being dead in Christ, we are Abraham's seed. And our heirs according to the promises. Praise be to God. Instructions to keep our blessings, they are fully manifested. The prophet that God used to perform great signs and wonders. Healings. Things that could not be written. Things that if they were to be written in full. Look at the volume of the sermon that we have. Over 1,100 plus. And they are just. Where are you going to keep those sermons here? Volumes. And their pages. It's the same one that is telling us how to retain those blessings. The same prophet that God used to perform these great signs and wonders. It's the same one being the messenger of the age, because he understands the working of the Spirit. How God works and how Satan works. The intention of the devil every time is to discredit God. Is to deny every promise God has made. To make you to deny. Like the sermons we have had about
them.
And that is why these instructions the prophet wrote them out in the sermons. So that we can be well guided. Let me ask you here. If you are blessed in this convention, raise your hand. You will not lose your blessing in Jesus' name.
Oh, this way,
the blessings will be permanent. You will have testimonies over those blessings that you have received.
Oh, in Jesus' name.
The last one now is the adopted child way. The adopted child way.
Oh, okay.
I just want to read the quote. If you will now as quickly as that's from the sermon Images of Christ. It's a single sermon. 59:05-25. Paragraph 185. Images of Christ.
Àwọn àwòrán Kristi.
Then we, after reading this, we go into
lẹ́yìn èyí,
the prayer.
A wà lọ sínú àdúrà lẹ́yìn ìgbà tá a bá ka èyí tán.
Are you there? If you will know as quickly as possible, if
one
of you that raise your hand for salvation, which there were people that came out for salvation, asking for Holy Ghost baptism, closer walk, believe you have it. The prophet said, believe you have it. If you can't feel it, if you don't feel it, what does he say? He said, take the adopted child. See? Keep saying, you have it until it becomes a reality. Keep saying you have it until it becomes a reality. You that accepted healing and you don't feel any difference, you say, my faith is not enough to move it right now, but Abraham, take the adopted child way. Just keep saying, Lord, I am healed. I am healed. I believe it. It will come. It will get you in the right mood to receive it. The right mood to receive the blessing. To receive the confirmation of the blessings that you have received. It will get you in the right mood. You see? And then your faith will be right. It will take it. You just believe it. With all your heart. John Ryan. That blind man that came to the meeting of the prophets. We know the story. So that I don't take your time. Brother, pray for him. The prophet said, do you believe it? He said, I believe. Then the prophet said, go, you are healed. And he discovered that he could not see. Then he came back. He said, but you said I can see that my eyes have been open. And the prophet said, I ask you, do you believe me? And you say yes. Why are you doubting it? The prophet said he later found out that he was a Catholic. He must have something to hold on to. The prophet said, I then told him that keep saying, praise God, I am healed. The prophet said he could hardly preach. The man kept shouting, praise God, I'm healed. Praise God, I'm healed. His healing didn't take place there. I mean, his miracle did not happen there at sight. That thing didn't take place, rather. What did he do? He went to the barber's house. The brother was a vendor. He would go out while he was hawking his newspaper. He would say, praise God, I'm healed. Praise God, I'm healed. People are making jest of him. And then one day he went to Baba's hair. Baba is here. Where he went to Baba is here. The Baba was making jest of him. That I learned that you went to the Holy Roller. And they pray for you and say you are healed. He said, yes, I went there. I will pray for you. Praise God, I'm healed. While he said that, his eyes come home. The adopted child way. Keep confessing it. As you live here, the healing that you have desired, the deliverance you have desired, all different things that you have come to the confession to receive from the Lord, go back home confessing that God has done them for me. Don't waver in your faith.
whether you feel it or you don't feel it, keep confessing it. One day, the angel of the Lord
will
visit you to confirm it.
Let's
bow down our heads.
Hallelujah.
Tell the Lord to give you a help of faith.
So fun Olorun ko fun oniru gbagbo bayi.
Yes. So that you will hold your blessing, keep your blessing.
Ijewo re o fi le dimu to fi le ri gbagbo re gba.
Oh yes.
Beni.
Oh Lord, have mercy upon me. Make me believe, give me the faith that has just in its aim.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Let's listen to this request. Yes. And then let's pray over them with commitment. Thank God for making a way for me to come to this convention. Children of God, please pray for my daughter-in-law. Whose sickness has been hover and home since July, despite all the treatment she has received. Pray that God will have mercy and deliver her completely. Pray that God will provide a good husband for my daughter. Peace. Pray that God will give my children breakthrough in all areas of their lives. Pray that God will not allow me to suffer in my old age. You should have mercy and raise up for me. You should have mercy and raise up for me. Pray that God will perfect all that concern every member of my
family.
Mrs. Caroline Peter.
Arabini Caroline Peteru.
This one I cannot read it. This is a request here. It's a Sarah Emmanuel.
Sarah Emmanuel.
Okay. Jesus saved my life. Jesus forgive my sin. Heal me, Jesus, completely. Take control of my life. Heal my sickness. Heal my family. Help my father and mother. And my brother and sister.
It's
from Blessing Joseph.
Blessing Joseph.
This one from Brother Akin.
Shalom, brethren. I pray that may the Lord destroy every addiction in my life, increase my faith, draw the heart of my wife to Him, to Himself.
Alafia o enyara egbadura pe ki Olorun ko ko ba gbogbo se ota jenu aye mi
addiction
gbogbo awon iwa baraku ninu ara mi ki o mu won kuro ki o si fun mi ni igbagbo ninu okan mi lati lati fa mi si odo re.
Draw the heart of my wife to himself and fill her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and perform my business. Give me rapid promotion in Jesus' name. That's Brother King. This one is from Brother and Sister Olaife Adeleye.
Olaife Adeleye.
Glory be to God. Adeleye Oluwa Nifemi. Okay, it's a request. Okay, turns eight years today. Please pray that God should give her wisdom, understanding, and His favor.
Oma wa pe odun mejo ni ana egbadura pe Olorun ko fun ni ogbon oye ati oju rere.
Yeah, make her to be a vessel of honor, fill her destiny, and also make her excel in all areas of life.
Koje koje ohun elo ola ko si ran lowo ninu gbogbo ko je ko yege.
Thank God and God bless you.
Ese Olorun yo bukun fun
yin. Let's pray over this request.
Ye ka padura lori awon egbadura yi.
In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Let's listen to this as we combine a few of these together so that we can have them in two more batches. Shalom, church. I want you to pray for my daughter. Saint, she fell sick seriously, and I have a lot in the hospital. I believe that God is able. Yes, that's to pray for her healing and deliverance. Shalom, church. Our prayer request is
our pastor is facing the challenge of partial stroke some years ago.
Wọ́n ní olùṣọ́àgùtà wọn pé ó ní àìsàn rọlápá rọlẹ́sẹ̀ níbi ọdún mélòó kan sẹ́yìn.
And believe that God is able to heal him.
A sì gbàgbọ́ pé Ọlọ́run ó lágbára láti wòsàn.
We need a perfect total healing for him.
A nílò ìwòsàn pípé fún un.
Pastor Joshua Otache.
Èyí lẹ́gbọ́ látọ̀dọ̀ olùṣọ́àgùtà Joshua Otache.
From Brother Favor Enugun.
Èyí wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ arákùnrin Favor nílùú Enugun.
Yeah, it was sent forward.
Wọ́n fi ránṣẹ́ ni.
Shalom, brethren. Please remember in your prayer that God should have mercy on me. A woman and her children want me to do something that is wrong, but I refuse it, and they started fighting me. Pray that the God of Abraham, William Brown, will fight for me.
Alafia o enyara e jowe gbadura fun mi obirin kan ati omo re won fe ki se ohun ti o lodi emi o si gba lati gba yi ni won si tin doju le mi e gbadura pe ki Olorun ko ko mi yo.
Pray that God should help me sell my car that I bought since December last year.
E gbadura pe ki Olorun ko ran mi lowo lati ri oko mi ti mo ra lati
to sell
lati ri ta lati ri oko mi ti mo ra ta lati bi osu kejila odun to lo.
Pray that God will heal me of stomach ulcer. God bless you. This one is from Brother Emmanuel Sarah.
Eleyi wa lati odo arakunrin Emmanuel
Sarah. Well, that's what is written there. I want you to pray for me. I'm very heavy with pregnancy. And the doctor told me that I will bear through CS. By the grace of God, I will not do CS. I want you to pray for me. I will not do CS in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My God is able.
Amen. Wọ́n ní ẹjọ́ ẹgbàdúrà fún àwọn pé àwọn ti gbé oyún àwọn ó ti kanlẹ̀ wípé oníṣègùn sì sọ pé oníwòsàn sọ pé nípasẹ̀ iṣẹ́ abẹ tàwọn ó fi bímọ pé àwọn ò sì fẹ́ ṣe iṣẹ́ abẹ. Àwọn mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run àwọn ó lágbára láti tú àwọn sílẹ̀ pé àwọn ò ní fi iṣẹ́ abẹ bí ọmọ ní orúkọ Jésù.
So we'll pray for her.
A gbàdúrà fún wọn.
Sister, a prayer request from Sister Naomi Jesu Shem. God bless you, saying, please pray for me that God should perfect all that concerns me. God should send helper across my path and grant all my heart desires and bless me abundantly in Jesus' name.
And grant me Holy Ghost.
Naomi,
Jesu Shem. Wọ́n ní kí gbàdúrà fún àwọn pé kí Ọlọ́run kó bùkún fún àwọn kó sì mú gbogbo ẹ̀dùn aka wọn kó mú sẹ kó sì fi ẹ̀mí mọ rẹ̀ kunu aka wọn pẹ̀lú ìgbàgbọ́ àti gbogbo èròǹgbà wọn kí Ọlọ́run kó mú sẹ. Àlàáfíà.
From Sister Jesus.
Láti ọ̀dọ̀ arábìnrin Jesus.
From this one from Sister Patience.
Èyí wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ arábìnrin Patience.
Please pray for me that God should grant me the Holy Ghost in my soul. And God should perfect all that concerns me this year in Jesus' name, and should grant me all my heart desire.
Arabi riso pe ka gbadura fun awon pe ki Olorun ko fi emi mo sinu oka awon ohun gbogbo ton je ton se ti awon to je mo ti awon ki Olorun ko se ni ase pe ni oruko Jesu.
Shall we pray over this request?
E je ka gbadura lori awon ebi adura yi.
Remember Sister Peace request. Sister Naomi, the sister with that is heavily pregnant, the brother from Enugun with Osa,
being
fought by a woman.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. That is the last batch of the request. This one from Brother James.
James.
Thank God for his mercy over us in the family. Please pray for me. I have a very heavy burden in my heart on these areas. Lori, spiritual burdens, marital burdens, and financial burdens. Pray for my younger sister who has partial stroke for God's hand of healing and soul salvation. Mrs. Blessing Kayode requests prayer for herself and her two children. Please pray for God's hand of protection and healing.
This
one from Oluwaseyi. That's what it's written. Kafari greeting to the bride of Christ. I want you to join me in appreciating the Lord for his faithfulness. I was at the convention last year, and I table series of requests before him, and I am coming back with a grateful and thankful heart, because quite a number of them have been answered.
It
is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to pray for Oluwa Pelumi, that God should deliver him from every spirit that is not of God. God should fill him with the Holy Spirit and turn his life around for good in this new year. When Mary and Martha thought it was too late for God to raise or do anything over Lazarus, God showed up. He specializes in things thought impossible. This request has been lingering, but God is always on time.
He's never late, and I trust him.
I want to come back here with thanksgiving and testimony, just like I'm here with thanksgiving and testimony with other requests. Over other requests, yes. Please pray that God will turn Oluwa Pelumi his life for good, and he will give him the grace to serve him for remaining years of his life. I want God to answer my request of Oluwa Pelumi. That's a request. He's still repeating the same thing. Here is another request from Ben Love Ifeanyi. Brother Ben Love, I thank the Lord for his total deliverance and complete healing upon my wife. I also thank God for all the blessings which I have also received from him in this convention. May his holy name be praised.
Amen.
Pray for me that God will grant unto me the grace and perfect faith that I may go back home confessing positively and trusting him for the manifestations of all answers to my prayers. Spiritually, maritally, financially, and physically. Thank God. Thanks, God bless you all. Brother Ben Love. This last one here from a brother. I want to appreciate God for adding another year to the age of our precious brother. Our brother Lawrence Omotayo. Pray for a closer walk with God and the salvation of the soul of the children. He's requesting for happy birthday song from him. Yeah,
two of them. Shall we pray over this request? And this one too. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank the Lord for bringing us to the end of the final end of the convention. As we bow our heads. Our everlasting Father. The Lord has made it possible for this convention of this year to hold and have provided this place for us. And you make provision for your people everywhere. Lord, for the convention to hold, and you brought your people, Heavenly Father, to come and receive the blessings that you have prepared for them before the foundation of the world. Lord, your blessings have been pronounced upon your people. You have delivered. You have set free. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You have proven yourself in special ways. We have seen you. You have showered your blessing. You have added rapturing faith to us. Thank you for
so great things that you have done. We return to you praises. We return to you honor. We magnify you. We bless you. Thank you for this word, the message of the hour. Lord, that you have sent to gather us together, Almighty Father, and preparing us for the homegoing. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for these things that you have done, your protection over those. Lord God Almighty, in the kitchen, Lord, the officers, Father, and in every aspect, Lord, that you have everyone. Thank you for those who are praying constantly for the meetings. Lord, your servants, your people, those whom you have used to preach, to exhort your people, to bring down the presence of the Lord. We are grateful to you. Lord, thank you. Lord, at this point, we want to return praises and adoration to you. As we have committed ourselves to you, admonitions have been given to us through your word. May we go out of here, Heavenly Father, rejoicing. Lord, claiming all that you have done for us. None of us will lose our blessing. These blessings will be permanent with us.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When the enemy comes like a flood, may your spirit raise a standard, Lord.
Amen.
These you have freely given unto us. Amen. Heavenly Father, may the enemy not succeed in stealing them from us, Lord.
Amen.
May you help us, Lord God Almighty, to be where, Lord, to not to lose our blessing.
Amen.
Not to allow the enemy to deceive us.
Amen.
Not to lose our faith.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, that
Amen.
We might, Lord, send in testimonies.
Amen.
Lord, in due time.
Amen.
Thank you. May you bless everyone that has contributed to this convention.
Amen.
Morally, financially.
Amen.
Lord, may they never lose their reward.
Amen.
Bless the one you have used for interpretation.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, may you continue to help them too.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
This request this morning that we have prayed over, Heavenly Father, we believe you have heard.
Amen.
And we know surely according to your promise that you will answer.
Amen.
May you keep put faith in the heart of everyone that has requests, that they will go home thanking you for answering them.
Amen.
Thank you, Everlasting Father.
Amen.
As we go to our various homes where we come from,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray that your presence that brought us here safely will
Amen.
Return us safely.
Amen.
For you said in your word, Lord, you shall preserve our going and our
Amen.
Coming.
Amen.
This promise of yours we believe, and we
Amen.
Plead this morning for everyone that will be traveling back, whether within the city or outside of the city.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, gracious Father, whether we need the state or outside of the state.
Amen.
Lord, may you take us home safely.
Amen.
May these blessings follow us to our homes. May
Amen.
Your angels follow us, oh Father, to our homes.
Amen.
To come and visit us to confirm your blessings.
Amen.
Grant it, eternal Father.
Amen.
Take all the glory.
Amen.
May you bless the host pastor,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, and strengthen him. Perfect all that concerns him.
Amen.
Bless the associates as well.
Amen.
Gracious Master, and bless the Lord, the remaining ministers in the assembly.
Amen.
Thank you, Everlasting Father.
Amen.
We bless you. As
Amen.
We dismiss, Lord, we dismiss under your mercy and grace
Amen.
That your blessing will go with us.
Amen.
Your favor will go with us.
Amen.
Your protection will go with us.
Amen.
Your angels will accompany us.
Amen.
And your name, Master Savior, will be glorified.
Amen.
Lord, we bless you.
Amen.
Blessed be thy name.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Let us sing a happy birthday for this brother for the request and the other one that is 8 years old. Happy birthday, happy birthday. To you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, brother, happy birthday to you.
every one of us for his kingdom.
God bless you.
There's a little lost. We have items that were lost but found. A power bank.
Yes.
Type C charging cord. Jotter and biro. Techno phone found at block A3.
Phone techno. Ti won ri ni ibi wosun
block A3. Yes. Yes. A Bible inside a black bag and other Bibles.
Bibeli kan ninu apamowo dudu ati awon Bible miran na.
Memory card.
Awon kan ti won ma fi nkan si ta mo ero ta ma fi ohun kan si lo sori re lati se lojo.
A tambourine.
Ohun ilu ti a ma lu fun orin tambourine.
Yes. And then a blue torchlight.
Ati ohun ta ma fi tana to je alawo aro.
God bless you.
Olorun yo buku fun
you. If you are the owner,
ti o ba je pe iwo ni oni,
go claim them from the deacons.
To awon diaconi lo lati gba won.
Yes, God bless you.
Olorun yo buku fun
you. We are grateful to the Lord for his blessings and favor to us. Adupe
fun ibuku re ati oju ire re fun wa.
Are you happy coming to the convention?
Nje nu yin dun lati wa si agbo ajo bi.
The Lord making a way for us next year.
Olorun ko lana fun wa ni odun to nbo.
All be here by his grace and mercy.
Lagbara Olorun gbogbo wa la wa ni bi nipa anu ati ori ofe re.
God bless you. Let's rise up to sing.
Olorun yo kuku fun yin e je ka dide duro
lati bo yin. Stand on the promises of
God. Ki duro lori awon ileri Olorun.
Thank you.
God's promises.
Shake hands with the person beside you and say, I'm standing on the promises.
Yes, I am standing on the promises.
I will not lose my blessing.
I will not lose my blessing.
I will come back next year to come and testify by the grace of God. God bless you. As we sing this, as we dismiss with this song. It shall be permanent.